On the line right now, I have got two chaps from YMCA in Southend, from the music department. It's Alex and Davey on the line. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
How are you guys?
We're very well, thank you. How are you?
I am dandy. As I said, I've got Harry in the studio. So whatever happened to the pub singer? That's what I want to know. You don't get them anymore. You don't get the old boys standing up going, Harry, did it me? Oh, I used to love them. Anyway, we're talking music today. We're talking this weekend. It's is it National Mental Health Day, or is it World Mental Health Day?
That's right. So Saturday, 10th of October, is World Mental Health Day, and we've got an event that's happening to kind of sort of mark that, as well as do something on our own that we wanted to get out there into the world in terms of the music side of things that we kind of specialise in at Southend YMCA.
Right, lovely.
So the event is called The Huge Hangout, and it's an online free international festival of music, and also with a theme to highlight mental health for young people, particularly this time, obviously, because it's been quite an insular period for everybody.
Yeah.
And lots of people have been locked away and perhaps struggling with mental health. And it's quite a sort of topical theme anyway, isn't it?
Well, of course. I've also noticed a lot of young people are turning to music and turning to writing music as well to get themselves through it.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, that's something that we've found a lot, that a lot of the young people that we were working with face-to-face before lockdown, they wanted to continue to do something. We changed all of our services to effectively offer them all online. So we're doing, like, songwriting workshops online and instrumental lessons, and trying to do what we could at distance to be able to give them something to kind of look forward to each week, something to engage with. So, yeah. We've found with our young people that we work with at Southend YMCA that, creativity, culture, the arts, all those kinds of things are something that they really, really kind of treasure and, grab onto. And in the music side of things, what we offer is something that is quite unique in our area, we think, as well, which is, make basically free music lessons and free musical development and personal development for them as well at our studio, our bespoke studio in Southend.
When you say music lessons, do you mean learning an instrument or learning the basics of producing music?
Everything. We actually offer a lot. We offer one-to-one instrumental tuition in bass guitar, drums, singing. We also do songwriting workshops, music production as well, so looking at how electronic music is put together,
right,
and like live sound production as well, because we do quite a lot of live performances too. So we get young people involved in all the different elements and aspects of contemporary music making.
Wow, that sounds absolutely great. I mean, I wish I was young and lived in Southend. I'd be on your doorstep.
You'd be welcome.
Thank you. I'll get in the car. See you in half hour. What are the mental health aspects that are being covered on this then? You obviously you've got people singing, playing music and stuff, but what are you be doing to cover the mental health aspect of it all?
Well, perhaps if I throw to Davey, he can have a chat to you about that, because he's been working very closely on all those aspects, and he can tell you a little bit more about it.
Okay.
Hello. My name's Davey. I'm one of the All In Music tutors. We did ask all of our young participants, would they like to be involved, and would this be something definite that would be good for their mental health? I think we put on this festival with a thought of, like, are we doing the right thing, and making sure that everyone wants to be involved, and they were like 100% behind it all. So the aspect for them performing, all of our guys, it's so good for their mental health. And another thing is we have this this talk called Ed Talks, where we've got the a University of Essex lecturer and mental health nurse, Ed Holt, answering the questions from our young musicians.
Wow.
About why music is good and why creativity is good for your mental health. There's other aspects, not just music as well. We have someone called Lydia Kovacs who's talking about body image and the fashion world, how over the UK's history, why that's change people's mental health in different ways, from like, you know, medieval times to up to now.
Yeah.
And we have our young people from our other project called Five, talking about how they deal with their mental health, what they do to, you know, nourish their minds. And loads of other professionals from the nutrition, fashion, different techniques that you can do. And, you know, we've got some local people from Leon C, Gemma Bennett and Poppy Adams. Poppy's a plus-size model who is open about body image on her Instagram. And Gemma Bennett is a well-being therapist. So it is a huge mix of mental health, and it's a big bulk for everyone. It's available from midday tomorrow till 6.
That sounds like a big undertaking as well you've taken on there. I mean, I understand it's going out on Facebook and YouTube. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. So it'll be on the YouTube link. If you go over to the All In Music YouTube channel, you can like go on there and you can schedule that to give yourself a reminder from 12 o'clock. And on Facebook, it's at All In Music Southend on Facebook.
Yeah.
Really easy to find us. And you can head over to our Instagram page as well. So all the links will be there. And the whole show will happen, and it's all going to be recorded, and it will be available from Sunday for you to watch at your own pleasure.
Oh, wow. That sounds absolutely great. Now, one thing I'm going to ask you is, how are you getting around this new music policy that Facebook allegedly has, where if you're playing music that is not written by anybody else, so it's music that's, say it's a cover version of a song, Facebook come along and turn the music down or cut off your stream. How are you getting around that?
Well, the music that's played throughout is actually by one of our guys called Nate Duquette. It's an EP that he's recorded at Southend YMCA.
Wonderful.
Which sadly couldn't be released in April. So the music playing throughout is an original song, and all of our guys are doing original stuff.
That's brilliant.
And so are all the other participants. Like, it's been really interesting making the connections up and down the country and around the world, because one of the examples is a project called Music in Detention, and they are a group in London that do songwriting sessions and write their own music from young people who are held in a sort of detention for UK immigration.
Oh, wow. So, Not just being held after school for being naughty, then?
No, just being held for, like, you can't be in this country or even that country, so what are you going to do? We're going to have to, like, you know, enrich you with something, and the music comes along and it's helped them. And hearing that and, you know, just hearing that story of why they're writing music was something that I've never heard, and I don't think anyone else has. It was a really interesting project.
Yeah, sounds like it. Music is a leveller. It brings us all on the same playing field. It doesn't matter what country you're from. It doesn't matter what religion you're from. It doesn't matter what ethnicity you are. It just brings everybody the same, on the same playing field. It doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are. Music is music. And everybody that plays music together, it just puts everybody on the same playing field, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I'm just like looking through the list to like help me with my notes and stuff. But there's about 45 different like sessions happening tomorrow.
Wow.
And they're all so different, and talking about how music is subjective and how it's good for you in whatever mood. If you're in a good mood, if you're in a bad mood, yeah. At any time, like, music has its place. And like, tomorrow is a big celebration just for all these really good professionals coming forward and highlighting the fact that, you know, music and solidarity, it can bring it all together.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great day. Plus, the weather's not going to be too good in the afternoon. So the thing to do is get online and get through to this event and have support it and enjoy some fresh new music, hear some great talkers, great people speaking about things going on that may just affect you and you don't really realise that is affecting you until you hear somebody talk. So tell us again how people can get into this tomorrow.
It's Alex again here. So if they search for us on Instagram or on Facebook, we are at All In Music Southend, and all of the links are on there. So they'll be able to view it on YouTube. We are also All In Music on YouTube. And they'll be able to view it on Facebook live stream as well. But all of, like, during the day, there'll be lots of interaction coming out on our Instagram account as well, which points people towards YouTube and Facebook. So all of the stuff is there. It's at All In Music Southend.
And it's absolutely free.
Absolutely free. Lots of music, lots of interesting mental health talks. You know, fantastic celebration of young people's creativity and music, particularly the young people we work with and other partners that have joined us for this as well. So we're really excited and we're really happy that we've managed to pull this off, and we hope it's going to be a great day.
Well, that's brilliant. Well, wish you the best of luck. Thanks for coming on to talking about it. Certainly open my eyes towards it as well, and have a great day and good luck with it.
Thank you very much.
Thank
Appreciate it.
You are more than welcome. Now, normally at 4:30, I do a thing called the Motown Twofer, where I play two Motown tracks back to back, an oldish one and a not so oldish one. And I've moved it forward. I'm going to go for it now. So I'm going to start with Mary Wells, My Guy. So thank you, you two guys. Thank you for doing such a wonderful job as well. And just one more question before you go. Do you have to be from Southend to be involved in your Southend YMCA music stuff?
Not entirely. We work sort of throughout South Essex and up the Thames Gateway. So
right.
If young people, you know, want to access our services, they can get in touch with us through our Instagram or through our Facebook and ask a question if they could be involved. Or it might be that they have some sort of, you know, if they want to volunteer or have some sort of skill to bring to bear, they could also be a project participant in that way. So it's not just for people from South End.
Oh, that's brilliant. Well, once again, thank you. Good luck for tomorrow. Take care. God bless. Bye.
Thanks very much.